In this day of almost instantaneous news coverage, it's hard sometimes to realize that it will be 53 years ago this Thursday, October 22, 1962, that the world was poised on the brink of nuclear war, and how much different the news business was back then. But what may be even harder to imagine is what it was like to sit through a crisis without knowing what was really going on. And for a society now used to on-the-spot coverage of events, what must it have been like to be on the brink of annihilation and have no idea when or if it would come? On that evening in October, President Kennedy, on live television, announced a quarantine of Cuba. The move was in response to the placement of nuclear missiles in Cuba by the Soviet Union. Then, after the announcement of the blockade, the president and his advisors went into a series of secret meetings while our parents readied bomb shelters and stocked up on water and canned goods. The next day, the quarantine was all everyone talked about, but actual news was non-existent. Of course, there were only three networks then, and commentary was pretty much limited to talking heads. In fact, the only real media involvement came when ABC News correspondent John Scali secretly met with Alexander Forman, a representative of Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev. Scali, it turns out, was passing messages between Kennedy and Khrushchev. For the next 2 weeks, we lived with the threat, but live coverage was non-existent, and reporters were much more willing to simply take a government handout. Today, of course, we can get live reports from the battlefield, and even from the rooftops of countries we're fighting. But 53 years ago, we were in the dark, and those flickering black-and-white images did little to allay our fears that doomsday might very well be upon us. I'm Larry Burris.